Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of HW Exclusive. Now, recently, the Supreme Court has deferred the Ram Janmabhoomi verdict. Now, what does this all mean? You see, BJP came into existence. When I say existence, I mean the way it is currently. BJP came into existence with the sheer promise that it will build the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. Not only that, year on year, elections after elections, BJP has been promising Ram Mandir. Not only that, BJP, the national spokesperson of BJP, Mr. Sambit Patra, not once in several programs and several conclaves has said Mandir Vahi Banayenge. So, they have been continuously talking about building the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. Now, let us talk about BJP partners, the NDA partners. Not only BJP partners, even people who are within the party. They have been constantly talking, asking their government, asking the BJP government, why don't you make an ordinance and create the Mandir there, make the Mandir there. But somehow, nothing seems to be moving as far as Ram Mandir is concerned. That brings us to the million-dollar question. Can BJP actually make the Ram Mandir? Sir, welcome to my show, Mr. Chari. Sir, you've been in BJP, you were a senior leader, you've seen this yourself, you've been part of this entire debate, discussion, and even the movement, the Kar Seva. Tell me, sir, can the BJP government actually make Ram Mandir?
No, it's a good question. And I know many people may not like to hear this answer, but in the present context, the BJP cannot build the temple.
Oh.
Simple. The BJP cannot. Because, as you very rightly said, the court has deferred the matter to January 2019. Now, the court is seized of the title suit. So, unless the title suit is disposed of, nothing can happen. And the matter is sub judice. I have been always saying this, and not only me, but there are a number of people, including the RSS for that matter, has been saying it not from today, but even before 1992. Incidentally, I am privy to the incidents that took place in 1991 and 1992 also, on 6th December 1992. 1 year before that, on 6th December 1991, I was part of the Kar Seva also. So, in 1992, whatever happened has become a watershed movement as far as the temple issue is concerned. So, I think when the dilapidated structure, incidentally, I always call it a dilapidated structure. I don't use the word Babri Masjid because even according to the basic tenets of Islam, no masjid can be named after an individual. Babur was an individual, so it cannot be named after an individual. In fact, not even a country can be named after an individual, but that's a different matter. We will not digress on that. So, the word Saudi Arabia is wrong. It can only be Arabia. It cannot be Saudi Arabia because it cannot, the name Saudi belongs to the family of the Saud.
Yes.
Anyway, we are not digressing now. So, this dilapidated structure was brought down on the 6th of December 1992. After that, there was a chorus for restoring the structure. Can a dilapidated structure be restored? No. It can only be rebuilt. So, what you will rebuild, can you rebuild what was there already? Which means, you will have to rebuild the Ram temple. You cannot rebuild a dilapidated structure.
Why couldn't they build another masjid?
they can build another masjid anywhere else beyond the circumference of the temple, which is called parikrama. There are two parikramas. One is Saptakoshi parikrama and one is Chaudakoshi parikrama. If you take the Chaudakoshi parikrama, the land extends to a land beyond the river Sarayu. Therefore, there was a suggestion that the litigants, so many Muslim organizations, in fact, incidentally, the Sunni Waqf Board is also arguing that the place belongs to them. This Shia Waqf Board is also arguing that the case land belongs to them, because they claim that Babur was a Shia. Whether Babur was a Shia or Sunni, it is for them to fight out. But basically, both these sects are claiming. Plus, there are certain elements, there are certain people, some people in Faizabad who claim that this land was actually given to them. And they have some land papers also written in Farsi and all that, but whatever it is. And of course, the Hindu claim is always there that that was the place where Prabhu Ramchandraji was born. That is why it is called Janmasthan Mandir. Incidentally, the place is also called Janmasthan Masjid. Like Ayodhya, there is another Janmasthan, that is Krishna Janma Bhumi, where there is a masjid. And incidentally, this masjid is also called Janmasthan Masjid. It is not named after anybody, but it is called Janmasthan Masjid. So, who's Janmasthan?
So, it all proves...
So, anyway, coming back to the whole issue, what happened in 1992, on 6th December 1992, is irreversible. That act cannot be reversed. Therefore, the only solution now is to come up with a mandir, and as a quid pro quo, either the court or the parliament or through negotiations, a negotiated settlement, which is called out of court settlement between all the parties to the dispute, they can come and suggest that, okay, you let the Hindus build a temple and we will build a masjid somewhere else. But that masjid cannot be called Babri Masjid, and that masjid cannot coexist with the temple.
Correct. So that's as far as this thing is concerned. So you are saying that, okay, this is Janmasthan, which is now more or less proven.
Correct.
Now the issue is, you said that BJP cannot build a temple. Why did you say that?
It's very simple. I'll tell you why. However much they may claim, the problem is, if they have to go by the court route, the case cannot come up till January 2019. Now what happens in 2019? 2019, whichever date the court may suggest, they are not going to decide on that date. They are only going to say on that day whether they will set a date for day-to-day hearing.
And it will go on.
Okay.
Till 2020.
Till 26 January, nothing can happen. After 26 January, nothing can happen. So, between 1st January and 24th or 25th January, when the court functions, they will say, fine, we are prepared to hear this case from so-and-so day on a day-to-day basis, which means it's going to take January, February, March, April, May, whatever
by
it is.
By then, the code of conduct will happen.
Then the elections and so many things.
Correct.
So, court is not going to decide anything in January.
Correct.
Or let us say before 2019 elections. Now, because the court said this, they have deferred the case to January. Some people have said that there must be an ordinance.
Correct.
Can the government bring up an ordinance?
Why can't the government
bring up an ordinance? No, I'll tell you why.
Please.
Basically, it is not the presidential ordinance. It is called president has to promulgate an ordinance, yes, but it is decided by the cabinet.
Correct.
The cabinet has to resolve that a Ram Mandir will come up. Can the cabinet decide to construct a Ram temple?
Why can't they?
He cannot. The cabinet cannot make a decision which cannot be enforced. How will you enforce that decision?
Why can't it
decision?
Be enforced if the government wants
I'll
it?
Tell you why. The moment you bring up a resolution, the cabinet passes a resolution, goes to the president and says that you promulgate this ordinance. He will promulgate the ordinance. That ordinance is, there are two things. One, how to implement that ordinance? That ordinance has to contain certain rules and regulations through which it has to be implemented. That cannot be done. A. B. Any ordinance promulgated by the president can be challenged in the court. Somebody will immediately go to the Supreme Court and challenge it. What will the Supreme Court say? A. The Supreme Court will say, well, this ordinance is great, go ahead. Which means Supreme Court will have to be subservient to the power of the president, which is wrong anyway. You will be creating a clash of between two constitutional authorities, president of India
and the Supreme Court.
Judiciary
and executive, so which way you are going to have a problem. Fair enough.
Now, the Supreme Court can strike down the ordinance, which will be a slap on the face of Modi government. Will Narendra Modi take that risk?
So, then the million-dollar question again, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All this while, what you said is absolutely correct. And I 100% agree to you. I also completely agree to the fact that possibly they cannot take a decision, they cannot do an ordinance, they cannot make an ordinance, and they cannot build the Ram temple. Sir, if you know it...
Through ordinance or through any other format. Yeah.
Sir, it is not that the government...
No, through ordinance they cannot do it. The court cannot be done because the timing is
correct.
Not in favor.
Didn't the BJP government know that, sir, this is not going to happen? So, what was this? Another jumla that Mandir Vahi Banayenge? Why all this?
See, the issue is not only BJP, I think even the Congress.
No, Congress I will come to. Sir, Congress I will come to. I specifically want to talk about BJP. Congress I will come to. I want to specifically ask you a question on BJP. One more question and then we'll come to Congress. My question to you is, BJP knew this all along. From the day in 2014 when he was standing and campaigning for the election, he knew that he wouldn't be able to make
it. No, I disagree with you on that count.
Please.
In 2014, when the BJP said this, see, the BJP did not come to power in 2014 only on the issue of Ram Mandir.
Correct.
Ram Mandir has always been there. Probably Ram Mandir was played down, in fact,
BJP's
I would rather say.
BJP's existence today in this country is thanks to Ram Mandir. Sir,
no.
You can't take it away from that. BJP's
Correct.
Existence today is because
Correct.
Of Ram Mandir.
It was the Rath Yatra of Lal Krishna Advani.
The Hindu trend, the Hindu backdrop that BJP has got is thanks to Ram Mandir. Sir, otherwise BJP would have been going by Atal Bihari Vajpayee and people like that. BJP would have been a neutral party.
I would
Sir,
put
L.K.
it.
Sir, L.K. Advani also was not a very, very, very hardcore right winger earlier days. He was also seen like a moderate right winger. It is only after the Rath Yatra that they got the Hindu backdrop.
I would put it this way, the BJP is catapulting from 2 to
86
and then the Vajpayee government.
Yes.
Certainly owes its to Ram Mandir.
Correct.
No doubt about it.
Correct.
Fine. But it stopped there.
But sir,
it stopped.
No, but sir, no, I beg to differ, sir, but because Samit Patra, who is a national spokesperson, he, in not one forum, but multiple forums, has said, Mandir wahi banayenge. Was he lying to the people?
See, what Sambit Patra says doesn't matter.
No, but national actually. Spokesperson, either they have to remove him as
they
a national spokesperson.
They can say so many things.
Correct.
I don't
okay.
recognize
Theek.
That importance.
Sir,
but what is important is, it's not only the BJP, every political party has
I will come
said
to that. I will
that
come to that. One more question I want to ask you before I come to the Congress part of it. Sir, the second question I want to ask you is all the NDA partners.
Hmm.
Sir, the NDA partners is equally informed about the fact that the ordinance can't be passed.
Hmm.
The NDA partners equally knows that this can't happen. Sir, today, people like Shiv Sena, or for that matter of fact, though, of course, RSS is not an NDA partner, but for that matter of fact, even RSS in the Dasera function spoke about Ram Janmabhoomi.
Correct.
Sir, why are people conning the voters when they say that Ram Janmabhoomi should be happening, Ram Janmabhoomi should be won, isn't it in a way giving false promises?
No. See, the ordinance route, actually, I'm very sorry to say this, even people at the very, very high level are misinformed as far as the ordinance route is concerned. The government cannot bring up an ordinance. The ordinance will be immediately challenged. And what happens if the government brings up an ordinance and then it goes to Supreme Court and then Supreme Court takes cognizance of it and then Supreme Court says, let the government decide whether you want us to be seized of this matter which we have postponed to January or you want us to say something on this ordinance. The government will say, okay, say something on the ordinance. Let us say that. What will the Supreme Court say? They will say this, we strike down this ordinance. What will happen?
Correct.
A. B. Okay. The government says, fine, great, go ahead. even then what can happen is any ordinance that is promulgated has a life of only 6 months.
6 months.
After 6 months, the ordinance will have to be ratified by the parliament.
Correct.
So, if you pass an ordinance even in November, it means November, December, January, February, March, April. Whereas in April, we will be actually having the election.
Correct.
Which means till April or May, the parliament's session will have to be extended.
Correct.
Can we do that?
We can't.
We
no,
cannot.
Sir, there is no
so,
debate.
The government cannot do that. Government cannot pass it within the 6 months. Even otherwise, in even this budget this time in on 1st February 2019 will be only an vote on account. Even the budget cannot be discussed or passed.
So, sir.
In that case, how can you pass the ordinance?
You cannot.
You cannot. Therefore, I fail to understand what the government will do by bringing an ordinance. Government cannot bring an ordinance.
Sir, government could have bought in an ordinance 6 months back.
In 6 months back, they could have done.
Yes.
Fine.
So, the fact means, yeah, somewhere down the line, there was a lack of will. Now, if there is a lack of will, which means that if there is a lack of will, fine, I understand. You have your own political reasons. You have your own law and order reasons. I understand that. But, sir, my question is, why was it then promised?
No, I would put it in simple terms. It was lack of, not the question of will or political acumen. It was pure and simple lack of legal provisions.
6 months
period.
Back, why not,
yes,
an ordinance?
Even 6 months back, if you had brought an ordinance, that ordinance, even if it was challenged, it would have still gone to Supreme Court, and then the same situation would have arisen as it has happened today.
Okay. Fine, sir. Sir, that means you are saying either way you couldn't have raised an
either
ordinance.
Either way, ordinance
so then
is not
my
the
second argument stands that this is something that everybody knew, but they still went on committing Ram Mandir to the people, and finally, while they very well knew that they couldn't build a Ram Mandir. Sir, I am okay. I am right in concluding that.
I would go a step further.
Please.
Was it difficult to construct a Ram temple? No. I'll tell you why. In 1993, the mood of the people was, well, that dilapidated structure has gone down. What is quote-unquote called Babri Masjid is no longer there. Fine. Now what? A large section of the Muslim community was prepared to accept the fact and allow the Hindus to come up with a Ram temple. It could have been done,
yes,
in 1993. There was one person, unfortunately, this is where I want to bring the Congress also into
please,
this.
Please, please. I was
Congress,
just going to say that you wanted to
correct,
talk about Congress. Please
the
talk
Congress,
about
Congress, at that time, Narasimha Rao was the Prime Minister. And in 1993, I would tell you the date, on 3rd April 1993, the Parliament passed what is called the Acquisition of Certain Area at Ayodhya Act 1993, number 33 of 1993. According to that act, which was again challenged in the High Court, and the High Court upheld this act. Therefore, this act as of today, even today in 2018, 25 years after this act was passed, this act is still valid today. Now, what does that act say? The act, according to that act, some areas in Ayodhya were a huge amount. I mean, something like 70 acres was acquired by the central government. Now, what did the central government say? Under the act, the central government said, I'll just read out one sentence. Notwithstanding anything contained in section 3, 4, 5 and 7, the central government may, if it is satisfied that any authority or body or trustees of any trust set up on or after the commencement of this act, on or after the commencement of this act, this land could be either this whole land or part of it can be transferred to the trust or that body or that organization, and they can be asked to do anything that is within the legal framework of the Constitution of India. In short, if Narasimha Rao government wanted, they could have told the Ram Janmabhoomi Samiti or whatever it is, the local committee, to take over the 2.77 acre land and tell them that you go ahead and construct a temple. And another 20 acres beyond that area, they could have told the Muslim community to construct another Masjid for them. They could have done it. Why did the Congress not do it? A. After that, there
why
was a Vajpayee
think,
government.
Sir, why did you think they didn't do it?
The only reason was they wanted to keep the issue alive. The Congress wanted to keep the issue alive so that they always benefit from the Muslim vote bank. The BJP wanted to keep the issue alive so that they can benefit from the Hindu vote bank. Therefore, it is not the question of temple, it is the question of vote bank politics.
Absolutely. Very well concluded, sir. And a paucity of time. I would love to talk about this a little more, but paucity of time. But the thing is, a very valid point that Mr. Seshadrichari raised. Very valid point. And the valid point is, the Congress wanted to keep the Ram Janma Bhoomi alive because to appease Muslims, and the BJP wanted to keep the Ram Janma Bhoomi controversy alive to appease the Hindus. Ram Janma Bhoomi was not about Ram, it was about vote. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.